Welcome back to On the Record Podcast. I'm Claire Duford.
And I'm Olga Bergmans. I hope reading week was restful and that everyone is back in class.
Today, we're diving into a topic that maybe doesn't get talked about enough at TMU, the trade sector.
Well, maybe. It's something that I have heard more people talking about. The question is university a worthy investment of your time and money, or is it worth considering going into a trade instead?
And more importantly, which path will guarantee you employment after graduation? In a city where finding a job is becoming an increasing challenge, are the trades a better choice? Have the stereotypes about working as a plumber or a hairdresser or anyone in the trades changed enough?
To answer this question, our team asked students on campus directly what they thought about this idea. Let's hear what they have to say.
Well, I did actually go to school to be in trade first, but I am a woman and did not want to be a woman in trade. So decided to change it up, and now I'm at university.
Yeah, I definitely would. I think many students here have the privilege of being gifted in other ways that they're pursuing right now, but I don't see anything wrong whatsoever with going into a trade because society, of course, like runs off it and needs that.
Yeah, so I mean, personally for me, no, because I do not think that my manual dexterity is high enough. However, I do think that the trades is going to be super profitable, especially because we don't have as many people going into them now. So it's definitely a smart setup if you've got the skills for it.
I have considered going into trades before, just because I feel like there's a big push for like to replace the older people. For me personally, the reason I didn't go into trades is more because I'm scared of heights and I don't like doing like heavy work where my back hurts and stuff. So yeah, I came to university because I'm more of a creative person. I like sitting relaxing for, I guess, physically, but mentally I like working my mind.
And there you have it. Thank you for stepping up to the mic, TMU.
It sounds like the trade sector looks more interesting to a lot of people. But to truly understand its growing popularity, let's get into it. What defines a trade?
Great question. According to the Ontario-based website BuildON, the skilled trades refer to professional occupations that involve working with your hands and require specialized training.
Which means that the trades encompass way more than just traditional construction jobs that most people think about when this term is brought up.
But who better to talk about the trades than a tradesman himself? So we reached out to Patrick Rooney, an electrician and professor of skilled trades at George Brown College.
He had a lot to say regarding the current state of the job market for apprenticeships, ongoing stereotypes of the trades, and the difference between unionized and non-unionized sectors.
For many, many years, the trades were treated as the last option. If you could not go into college or go forward into university, your last desperate act of vocation was in the trades. And again, over the years, that has slowly been whittled away. But the high school system and the school counselors and all that still treat the trades as your last ditch option. Yeah, you're not smart enough to go to college or university, so your only alternative is a trade. And again, I anybody that I speak to, you have more defined pathways in the future. You've got remarkably more opportunities in the skilled trades than you did, say, in finance or any other like office administration or anything to that effect, because a lot of them are being replaced by AI or they're being reduced by sending it off to third parties and in other countries to do that remotely. So again, the need for people in the office with higher credentials is also waning, which also goes in lockstep with their wages. I'll give you an example. Like I've seen them as low as pre-apprenticeship programs going as low as $2,500 for 8 weeks of training, and then go up to something like our program where you're the order of it's a 1 year, two semester program where you're into almost in order of $6,000 for tuition.
All right. Thank you for that.
It seems like the trade sector is becoming more and more appealing to a lot of people.
Right. And the trades encompass way more than just this type of manual labor. If construction or other physically exerting jobs don't quite seem like the right fit to you, there are way more options out there.
A prime example of other apprenticeships would be becoming a hairstylist, which is also a course offered at George Brown College.
Let's hear what a hairstylist in Toronto thinks about the whole trades versus university dilemma.
So I use that chair as long as it's my space, and it's like I kind of pay rent for that chair. So it's kind of like I live there every day, like, you know, like how you would live in an apartment or whatever. And I come in and I pay rent for that chair. So let's say my rent is $1,500 a month. I'll pay that a month, but then I can come in and do like 1,000 clients that month. And whatever I make off those clients, it's all to me. It won't go to my boss. I don't have to split anything because I'm renting the chair. I buy my own product. I provide my own hair colors.
Thank you for your insight.
University definitely isn't the only option, so why are high schools not talking about them more? I know when I went to high school, the trades were rarely discussed during guidance counselor sessions.
That's interesting. In my own experience, it felt like the trade sector was never really recommended for women, and instead pushed on men. These experiences are great proof that the trades can be open to anyone. We even posted a poll in front of the On the Record newsroom, and it seemed that the votes of people who've considered the trades was almost 50-50.
And let's not forget about the financial side of things. Not only are starting wages for most trades considerably higher than many jobs you may get out of a university, the tuition fees for training in the trades are considerably lower as well.
I, for one, think I could be a great hairdresser. Claire, if you need a fresh new do, you know who to go to.
Thank you again so much to everyone who shared their thoughts regarding this topic. Don't forget to tune in next week when we will cover students quiet quitting in higher education.
And if you have any burning questions or matters for us to cover, email us at ontherecordnews.ca. I'm Olga Bergmans.
And I'm Claire Duford. We'll catch you next week.